Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, fail first. What is it and how does it affect you? Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
We're going to be talking with Larry Mathias on the status of health care reform.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Andy Barbano, Scott Bensing, and Connie McMullen. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the international law firm of Greenberg Traurig, serving our community for decades as Nevada lawyers and as Greenberg Traurig since 2005. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we advertise that Sharon Angle will be on the program today. There was a major scheduling conflict. She is not able to appear on the program today, but she will be here in the very near future, and we will keep you posted on that. We welcome to the program Larry Mathias. He's the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
Wanted to talk to you about an email I got the other day from somebody who had been taking a drug for many, many years and went to get their prescription refilled, and suddenly they were told that they were not qualified to get that drug anymore. They had to take a cheaper medicine because of something that I understand now is called fail first. Would you explain what that is and how come insurance companies are now mandating, instead of the doctor, what prescriptions people should have?
Oh, they have been now for a number of years. The growing power of the health insurance industry in the 90s, and now with its consolidation into a handful of companies, has given them the ability to make the call about what doctor you see, what hospital you go to, which drug can be prescribed for you, which procedures.
And this is not the health industry, though. It's the insurance companies.
Well, the health, it's sort of like the... The financial services industry doesn't actually build houses, but sort of had something to do with the collapse of the home markets. The insurance industry, the health insurance industry, really serves now as the financial services industry equivalent in the healthcare. They are calling the shots. They are making decisions on behalf of patients, not necessarily to the betterment of the patient. They're making it to the betterment of the company itself, of the insurance company. What is good for the insurance company? It's bad for the insurance company if the drug you need to stay alive is too expensive for them on their bottom line. And so they've created quasi-scientific ways of justifying taking you off the more expensive service and putting you on a less expensive one, or even better, putting you out there to have to run through a maze of bureaucratic jumps before you can get care.
Well, but isn't this outrageous that if somebody's been on a medicine for many years and they're stable with all their other medicines, that suddenly they're being told, well, you can't take this medicine, you have to take this cheaper medicine, and if it doesn't work out, then we'll put you back on the other medicine.
Well, if it doesn't work out, you may no longer be covered because you might be dead.
Right.
I think that it is this contradiction in purposes that has always been inherent in health insurance, unlike a lot of other insurance kinds of products. There is this issue about what does it mean to have health insurance? What am I covered for? When am I not covered for something? But finding that out, you've got to go through page after page of micro fonts to try to understand what the lawyers have put in there. And it turns out it's always to the benefit of the health insurer and always detrimental to whoever it is that may need an expensive service. And now their power is being consolidated at the national level as part of the national reforms. It has been for the last 10 years in Medicare as they've grown in it. I think the issue here, or a start on trying to get a better understanding of how the health insurance industry interprets its role and interprets what you are allowed as a patient under their plans is for much more transparency, much more openness, writing in English. That we had this case in Reno where a woman bought a health insurance plan, a 60-year-old woman bought it, and thought that, because she was paying a pretty good price, it came from the second largest company and health insurance company in the world, and thought that she was covered for things. Well, it turns out that plan excluded coverage for cancer. So sure enough, when she was diagnosed with cancer, she found out that she was insured, but nothing about her cancer care was going to be covered. That, if she had known that, there's no way she would have purchased that that insurance. But how do you make that clear? The insurer will say, hey, it's in the policy. It's explained in there. Well, most of us actually read and write English. And the writers of health insurance policies are of a very particular kind of arcane English that comes from the law and from the financial services industry.
You said that now this is consolidated under the new federal health care plan. Wasn't there an attempt to correct some of these problems in the health care reform just recently passed?
Yes. I think that the biggest challenge on making the health care reform at the national level something actually meaningful is going to be to try to come to grips with how to make the health insurance industry's activities clearer to everybody. That it's essential for these exchanges. It's essential as they're trying to define what coverage means. But at some point, it means more transparency. Remember that right now, less than half of insurance coverage is actually under regulations by states. That in Nevada, about almost 70% of coverage is provided by self-insured plans, ERISA plans, federal government plans. None of that is controlled by state laws. It's in the state laws that you have patient protection acts. You have requirements for more openness on things. The federal government's been way behind on that. And as they try to merge all of the insurance policy decisions at the national level, they do have a chance of rectifying this, making these whole processes more open. But that's going to be a challenge. After all, I think the financial services industry is a model of what the federal government is now going to be facing. How do you regulate a very powerful, very wealthy, very well lobbied industry at the national level? And I think it's going to be years. It's going to be hit and miss. But I think it's something that has to be undertaken.
Okay. Let's take a break. More with Larry Mathias when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Release. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my Home Equity Release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers Home Equity Release. the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
This segment of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the international law firm of Greenberg Traurig, serving our community for decades as Nevada lawyers and as Greenberg Traurig since 2005. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Larry Mathias. He's the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association.
Just yesterday, the president signed a patient's bill of rights. Can you tell us a little bit about what that executive order includes?
Some of it is are things that were in the new reform law. In future health insurance, pre-existing conditions can't exclude you from coverage and things like that. But it also gets to some of the other issues, continuity of care, that you can't the insurer can't force you to change doctors during the middle of care. That's been especially the case with women's health care. These are many of these are things that in Nevada and in most other states were passed in the 90s. Nevada passed a Patient Protection Act in 1997. Barbara Buckley was the sponsor of the bill, and I was very happy to work with her on that. It was one of the first in the country. Got a big article in Vanity Fair. If Nevada gets it, why doesn't the U.S.? Because it, up until now, it really hasn't been adopted for that vast array of insurance coverage that comes under federal law. And I think that that's going to have a lot of meaning, especially in states like Nevada, where so many of the people who have coverage are covered by something that comes under federal law.
I wanted to ask you, you're working on legislation for the next session connected with this. Tell me what kind of response you've gotten from legislators and from some of the candidates so far.
It's all been very positive. And again, what we're talking about are transparency, making it understandable what the policies of the insurers are. What does coverage mean? What does it exclude? When do you have to start paying? Putting it in the, on websites so that you can really do comparisons. Looking at do they change the networks, or do they keep the networks so small that you wind up having to go to a doctor or a hospital that's out of their network because they stop paying pretty early and you start paying out of pocket? Transparency about how they use their premiums, how they spend the premiums. That the idea that the insurance industry has created, which is that if they spend more than a certain amount on actual care, that's a loss, a medical loss, is a nonsense. And I think that part of the federal law is to bring that back into some kind of sensible order, that health insurance premiums are being paid primarily to make sure that health coverage is provided when you need it. And so that's not a loss, that's spending medical premiums on medical care, which makes a lot of sense to folks. And so putting how does the insurer spend the money that comes in on premiums now? And making all of that publicly available. There's been a growing move towards transparency on a lot of parts of the healthcare system. Surprisingly, not on the part of what health insurance coverage really means.
I'd like to shift gears just briefly for a moment. The Nevada Attorney General's Office issued an opinion that has a potential impact on doctors in the state of Nevada. Can you tell us a little bit about that opinion and and what could happen as a result?
Yeah, there's a legal doctrine called the corporate practice of medicine. And it's a doctrine in that it's one of those things that is a principle of law but isn't always in statutes. And it basically says that doctors can't be employed because it creates or in a partnership. And over the year, and the reason is to protect patients, that the decision making should not be on behalf of their employer, but on behalf of the patient. That doctrine has been weakened over the years with HMOs. That HMOs were exempted from that doctors could be employed by HMOs. And we've had problems. We've had to write into Nevada law, and most states have written into law, that decisions made by a doctor that's working for an HMO aren't the practice of medicine. And so if a patient is harmed, they do stand liability for that. The issue that was brought to the Attorney General was about whether hospitals could employ doctors. And previously, the only exception has been where the county hospitals, because it's not actually the hospital that employs a doctor, but the county. And the Attorney General's ruled that hospitals can employ doctors because there really isn't a statute saying not that they can't. So she has also indicated a willingness to work with us in the next legislative session to make sure that there are protections put in for patients and for doctors, that there can't be undue pressure on decision making in those situations where they are employed.
Okay,
it's a big issue.
I want to ask you, I need a really quick answer because we're actually out of time. Are doctors at this point terrified of the insurance industry, that if they complain about the rejections that the insurance companies are doing, that they will get dropped?
Retaliation happens. It is fear. Doctors are, depending on the kind of practice they have, are in a very poor position to be able to negotiate and to fight. They're held to the antitrust law, and the insurance industry isn't.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Larry, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
You felt lucky working on a job like this, but when Wall Street greed crashed the economy, everything stopped. Sharon Angle says it's not a senator's job to fight for jobs, that we're on our own.
People ask me, what are you going to do to develop jobs in your state? Well, that's not my job as a U.S. senator.
Not her job?
I'm not in the business of creating jobs.
To me, it seems like the only job Sharon Angle wants to fight for is hers.
Get a used car down the street, or get a new car alternative. Here's a Chevrolet Cobalt sedan for only $199 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Hey, Dan, I need some cash. We need a new bedroom.
You heard about the big holiday sale event at More Furniture for Less, huh?
Well, I heard how they lowered their already low prices, mm-hmm. even on their room groups. It's the best time to get our new bedroom.
And when we finance for 2, 3, or 4 years, More pays our interest, even more savings.
Like on our new living room set.
Wow, you work fast.
Well, you have to be fast, Dan. It's for a limited time.
Only at More, designer furniture for less.
So?
Oh, you don't need any money, Christine. There's no down payment at More. How much?
All of it.
Fair enough.
Please.
You have to count it. It's all there.
Just making sure.
For more than three decades, the Jefferson Award has honored outstanding individuals who have donated their time and service to make their communities a better place. News 4 and Wells Fargo are giving these unsung heroes the recognition they deserve. To nominate an outstanding Jefferson Award candidate, write or call us at News 4 or visit our website at mynews4.com. Watch for the Jefferson Awards the second Wednesday of every month, News 4 HD, where news comes first.
Get a used car down the street, or get a new car alternative. Here's a Dodge Caliber SE for only $159 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Scott Bensing is here, principal with SB Strategic, Connie McMullen, the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine, and Andrew Barbano, the editor of NevadaLabor.com. Pleasure to have you all on programs. I wanted to bring up a topic, and I think this is a great one with you here, Scott, is this whole discussion about the role of senators and congresspeople, I guess, in general, in terms of, you know, is their role to be helping to create jobs? This has become a big topic in the Sharon Angle attacks on Senator Reid. Your thoughts on that?
I don't think the government can create any kind of long-term jobs. What I do believe the government can do is create an atmosphere and environment that is good for employers, whether reducing regulatory burdens. Certainly tax cuts have been shown to encourage employers to go out and hire more people, make investments in infrastructure, and I think that's how we expect that our leaders are going to go out and fight for those things that create that environment.
But I mean, specifically getting on the phone, as with the City Center project, and calling the heads of banks and saying, hey, you should take another look at this project. And not only did Senator Reid do that, but your former boss, Senator Ensign, did the same thing.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in those meetings, and we've had a number of national companies come in the office, and it was on many occasions I've heard senators and congressmen say, well, you know, if you're looking to expand your facilities, look in Nevada. We've got a great atmosphere. It's a chamber of commerce, if you will. So, yeah, I it's something that senators do, and do I think they ought to be doing it? Sure.
Connie, your thoughts on this?
I agree. I think that they're there to help their states and their constituents, and if there's a high level of unemployment as a consequence of a decision that they made on a policy, who are they going to answer to? They have to answer to the constituents, but that's why they're there.
You know, one of the big things that congresspeople especially do is constituent service. That's one of the ways they get reelected.
And they create jobs by hiring people to do it. Government creates jobs all the time. I give you the military-industrial complex. More than that, most people don't realize it, but the second largest employer in the state of Nevada, behind the gambling industry, is the federal government. Government creates jobs all the time and directs public money toward those jobs. And in times of tough economic distress, you expect government to stimulate the economy, and therein lies the rub of this year's Senate race.
Marlene?
I think that our senatorial candidate, Sharon Angle, has got herself crosswise on this issue, saying her job would not be to create jobs, but then on the other hand, criticizing Senator Reid for not creating enough jobs. She's contradicted herself, as I think she has on several different issues. And certainly, I think we look to our leaders to improve our economy and our state. And Senator Reid, not only the city center, but with the transmission line between now northern Nevada and southern Nevada. When that comes up in a few months, that'll employ over 700 people. That's real jobs for Nevadans who are now out of work.
There's a fascinating editorial in the Review Journal this morning entitled, If You Take a Walk, They'll Tax Your Feet. And it was talking about the heads of President Barack Obama's National Debt Commission, which is Alan Simpson, no tax and spend liberal, and Democrat Erskine Bowles. And they talk about how they don't want to shut down the departments of agriculture, education, energy, labor, and health and human services. But they're talking about the nation's total federal debt next year is expected to exceed $14 trillion, about $47,000 for every resident of the United States. And the crux of the editorial is, make no mistake, the purpose of this commission is to erode resistance to tax hikes, though the Democrats will stay carefully mum about which taxes will be raised and how high till after November. Then, even if they should lose big, the plan is to hold a lame duck session in which departing majority Democrats with nothing to lose but their souls will ram the tax hikes necessary to fund the additional boondoggles they've been enacting over the past 2 years, regardless of the economic death spiral into which that will likely drive the nation. Your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think they're totally on point. Alan Simpson is maybe one of the funniest guys you've ever met.
Yes.
But he's no fiscal conservative. He's put on that commission for a reason. They're going to, after the election, coincidentally, recommend a number of tax reforms that are going to mean more money for you and I to be paying into the government, whether that's a VAT or something else. It's a fundamental restructuring.
Value-added tax.
Correct.
Which in Britain is about 17%, which keeps getting added and added and added. All
yeah, and it's a stealth tax of sorts. Europe has used it to, and it hasn't worked for them. I don't know why we would follow suit. But let's face it. I think in November, Republicans will pick up seats in the House and Senate. If the Democratic Party couldn't do what they wanted to do with the current makeup of Congress, they're certainly not going to be able to do it come January when the new Congress is sworn in, so they're going to look to do some things in the lame duck.
Andy, we've got about 30 seconds.
Well, I want to quote St. Paul Laxalt, who, when such allegations, when such charges were hurled against Ronald Reagan in 1983 and 1984, called the deficit, and I quote, a yawner. All you got to do is cut the military budget by about 50% and everything will be rosy. I don't know if we're smart enough to do that, but the people can't wrap their minds around the deficit. It's all a far country and a game they play between Washington and Wall Street.
Okay, I got 10 seconds apiece for you, Marlene.
I think they're going to be looking at raising taxes.
Marlene?
Well, I think I'm hopeful that we have time for some of the economic policies and stimulus funds to be in place to start to turn the corner and improve the economy.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Cabinet Lighting would like to invite you to the largest fan sale event in our history. With over 40 models on display and hundreds more available, you won't have to sacrifice style to save money. And now you can save even more towards the purchase of a new ceiling fan by trading in your old one. See store for details. Also, upgrading your ceiling fan will reduce energy costs immediately, and Cabinet Lighting would like to help you save money and energy beautifully. Bring in your old fan today and save, only at Cabinet and Lighting.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Tired of summer sequels and boring remakes? Carson Jeep Chrysler Dodge invites you to the blockbuster sale of the summer. It's the Summer 10 Event. Load up and drive out in a 2010 Jeep Wrangler Sport. 10 Event priced at $21,800. Or a 2010 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo. Sale priced at $27,700. Or 0% for 72 months. 2010 Dodge Ram 1500 4x4 quad cabs. Just $24,400. Or 0% for 60 months. Get your 10 Event price at Carson Jeep Chrysler Dodge. Where cars, trucks, and Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you.
Don't miss this smash hit celebration at the Eldorado. The greatest hits of the 50s. Shake, rattle, and roll. Show ends August 8th. Catch it now.
On the next Face to Face, the family of the man shot by police at a Las Vegas Costco said he did nothing wrong. What should you do to avoid trouble if you're approached by police? We'll hear from a Las Vegas attorney. It's the next Face to Face.
The Fact Finder Team, only on News 4.
Coming up next week, Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamick, and he's got a few things on his mind.
We'll see you then.